All right, item number nine, Las Palmas Ranch Water Reclamation Plant. We did pull that from the consent calendar, so we'll have staff give us a presentation.
For this item, Matt Keeling will be making the presentation to the board.
We need to write the presentation and jump just a question.
Mr. Chair, if you wish, I can just, since I asked to have it pulled, I can ask the questions. It'll probably shorten the process a little bit.
Go ahead.
Over the last several years, since I live in close to the Las Palmas area, I've received several calls of residents in that area complaining about the discharge ponds and reclamation project that's at Las Palmas. And over those years, we've had, I think Mr. Taylor has been here once to make a presentation to the board a couple years ago. And I referred several of the calls directly to the staff, and some of the calls I have referred the information to the staff to follow up on. I'm still concerned of the issue of Las Palmas, especially since there are anywhere from 11 to 15 homeowners associations and private individuals that received the reclaimed water from the tertiary treatment plant. Now, I understand that Cal-Am is now in control of the treatment plant, and the only meter that's on this facility is at the plant itself. Now, reading in the staff's report, it's asking each location to be metered, and I don't know why that would be a requirement, but if that's needed, then so be it. But my question is, who is going to maintain these meters? Who is going to read those meters? Who's going to monitor the equipment? And what purpose would the meters be at each location? Now, they've been short of spray fields, and I noticed that there's some part in this staff report that talks about additional future discharge fields. And my question is, and that's been one of the issues at Las Palmas, that they haven't had adequate locations to discharge, and the ponds have filled during the wintertime to the point that they've almost spilled, and miraculously sometimes the next day the ponds are empty. And my concern is that there would be an illegal discharge, and I've referred that on to the staff over the years, illegal discharge into the Salinas River from the Las Palmas ponds. It's tertiary treated water, that's true, but they don't have a discharge permit to do that. Now, I understand with some investigation of individuals out there that I have referred on to the staff, there is another valve that was not made known to the general, or at least to our staff. Now, I understand it's been found. Is that correct?
I'm not sure what you're referring to in the way as a valve. The valve for irrigation areas?
No, another valve that just discharges to someplace else that nobody knows where the pipe goes to.
No, I'm not familiar with that. We do have some.
Well, keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Because I understand
that's important information if that is the case.
One of my main concerns is that since they do not have an association that handles this, and I'm quite concerned with homeowners associations because I've dealt with homeowners associations for a number of years. There is no real authority within those homeowners associations to monitor. And we talk about monitoring. And who's going to be required to do the monitoring? And if this is a closed system, then why isn't the monitoring being done at the discharge of the treatment plant from Cal-Am into the closed system that goes to these 11 to 15 groups? I don't know how many there are actually. As you say, 11 in your staff report, but I hear it's up to 15 somewhere in that area. And they don't have any staff to go out and read these or monitor these wells, and they don't have any funds to pay for that. So why are we requiring these homeowners associations to do that? Now, I do know, and I know it's been a contention between the county and the homeowners association to create a Las Palmas Irrigation Association. And they've been battling back and forth for years over the legality of who's responsible and who's not responsible. This is not a CSD. It's a district within the county. And our experience on this board dealing with CSDs has not been great in the last few years, needless to say. So I have a lot of concerns through this whole presentation. And what I would like to see done is that we pull this item off and don't approve this today. Until the county and the homeowners association establish this Las Palmas Ranch Irrigation Association, and there is some legal and financial responsibility of this association that they can take care of the monitoring. If it's needed to be monitoring needs to be done, because my thought is if we're monitoring the discharge of the treatment plant, then it's a closed system. So why are we having them to monitor at all these different locations where they discharge? I've asked you a lot of questions. I have
yeah. Holy cow! Where do I start?
I got more.
Do you want me to let you?
No. Why don't you answer those? Maybe you'll answer.
Okay. First of all, Mr. Jeffries, I share your concerns, and this is a very complex issue, and there's a lot of different parties involved, as you've indicated. Try to answer your last question, and the reason that we do not, the reason that we don't just have monitoring at the effluent end of the treatment plant is that the California Code of Regulations in Title 22 for the Uniform Statewide Reclamation Requirements is set up specifically that you have a supplier, a distributor, and users, and each of those entities has requirements that they need to meet under that criteria. One of which is that there needs to be an accounting of how much water, reclaimed water, is used in the specific reuse areas. The order is broken up into sections specifically to address that. And one of the things that the order, and I think Mr. Taylor seems to continuously be confused about, is we're not requiring them to meter each discharge location. We've allowed them a provision in there where they can estimate it. And
I haven't had a chance to read Mr. Taylor's letter this morning.
And part of the rationale for that is that there's been a disconnect between how much water is being supplied by CalAmp that needs to be disposed of. And as you mentioned, the ponds fill up. There's a problem. The plant will back up, and the water will flow back through the plant, flush out the plant, and we will have an untreated domestic wastewater discharge that's going to reach the Salinas River if we don't have an adequate balance between how much they use and how much is supplied. So those requirements for them to keep track of how much water they're using and coordinate that with CalAmp is, I think, very important, and that's been missing for the last 3 years. And then to go back to...
Well, just to stop you right there, then why do you need to meter each section? I didn't think that you were looking to meter each location per se, but as this is a closed system that branches out throughout Las Palmas Ranch, and it's quite elongated along the Salinas River homeowners' facilities, yeah, and they water all their landscaping with that, then why, other than you know what's coming out of the plant, right?
Mm-hmm.
Theoretically, and you know what the treatment level is, theoretically, then why would we have to have meters, since this is a closed system, why would you require meters? Is it by law? Or is it just a...
Well, the law does require that they have to account for how much water is reused in...
Well, but wouldn't that accounting be done with the meter that's flowing to them? Because
I imagine we could do that, but again, I want to go back to the issue at hand, is that there's a disconnect between the people that use the water, and there are 15 different entities that use that water. We've got two master homeowners associations. One of those master associations is broken down into 10 sub-homeowners associations. There's the county, Cal-Am, a nonprofit organization, and a private property owner that all use that water. They change their usage seasonally, if not weekly, as the landscapers come out that are managing those landscape areas. If it needs more water, they water it more. If it needs less water, they water it less. And so there's this ebb and flow amongst all the different reuse areas that all comes together to an aggregate that needs to match up with what is coming out of the plant. And so, I mean, we could look at it as a whole, but I don't think that would correctly address what's going on within the system itself.
Do you think all that information is going to be accurate if you require it?
Well,
because
what it's going to do
is, you know, you got all these different organizations, unless they have one central, and I think that's where they're working to, and that's my thoughts. I would rather wait for this to happen.
Wait
so
for what
you
to happen?
Have one entity, the irrigation system, instead of dealing with anywhere from 11 to 16 different groups of people.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but the Master Irrigation Association is not, they're still going to rely on the individual users to regulate their uses. They will just be a kind of a clearinghouse to implement the overall structure and relaying that information back to Cal-Am.
These WURs, though, aren't to this entity that doesn't exist yet, and the permit isn't being issued to the users. It's being issued to Cal-Am and to the county who's supplying the water.
I understand that, Ms. Oakham, but the problem is that there has not been good regulation in Las Palmas since the original construction started, and that's why we're in the mess we're in right now, and that's why I'm questioning it. And I think what the Homeowners Association is trying to do, at least what I've been told and what I've read in your reports, they're trying to resolve that by setting up this irrigation district, and then they'll be able to handle that. And my comments after reading your staff report, and I think you did a good job outlining a lot of the deficiencies and some of the issues that needed to be taken care of. But again, who's in control?
Yeah,
there is nobody. And that's the issue. There is nobody in control, and that's why they have problems out there.
And that's why we haven't issued them a permit for the last 3 years. When there was a change in ownership, they came to us and said, we need additional reuse areas. And we said, well, we can't issue a permit to allow that until we have a legal entity that's formed. It's kind of this chicken and the egg scenario that we said, well, we can't issue you a permit. And they said, well, we can't form that legal entity until we have a permit. And so the county finally stepped up and said, okay, we got to solve this problem. And so they are going to act as the interim distributor. And that's who the permit specifies as.
Well, of course, the county had control of this, the total control of this at one time. And talking about screwing things up, they really screwed it up royally.
Well, that's, I think, one of the reasons they feel somewhat responsible, and they want to try to make this situation right, and that's why
the monitoring wells that you refer to in your staff report, I don't know how many there is, three, four, five?
There's three that we know of. There are supposed to be an additional three in the Phase 2 development that were never installed.
These monitoring wells will do what? Monitor what?
They'll monitor the groundwater in the vicinity of the reuse areas.
Will they monitor the constituents that are there as well?
Yeah. They're primarily going to be looking at nutrients, so like nitrate, nitrogen constituents, total dissolved solids, chloride, sodium, boron, sulfate, the constituents that we have water quality objectives for in our basin plant.
Since we know that there's three or four monitoring wells, have we received reports from those?
Yeah, we have. Cal-Am has been monitoring those existing wells on good faith as part of the original permit. And the data that we're seeing for those wells, there's one that's kind of upfield in the hills more, and it's very high quality. It seems to be direct surface discharge or recharge into the groundwater. And then the two other wells are down along River Road. It's questionable. The quality is not very good in those wells with regard to TDS.
What I read in here, correct me if I'm wrong, with this item that we're talking about, this order, would this monitoring be put on to the homeowners association to
manage? Yeah, that's the way the order is crafted.
That's what I interpreted. Then these folks don't have any financial revenue stream to pay for that at this point.
I don't know that they do. And quite honestly, in going into this, I don't think the individual homeowners associations and all the people that are coming together to form the master association really understood the ramifications of taking over the distributorship of this reclaimed water, which I think is seen in Mr. Taylor's responses. He's a bit surprised about all these requirements that he may have, you know, his neighbors and everybody responsible to implement through the irrigation association.
Well, that's part of the problem I'm wrestling with, is because I don't want us to order somebody to do something that they have no means to do, and then they're going to be in violation first turnaround. And then who do we go after if we have to go after somebody from violations?
Yeah.
And filing the report. Who's going to file the report?
Well, at this point, the county is, because the county is the named distributor in the permit. And so once the irrigation association is formed and comes forward to be the distributor, then we're going to have to deal with that issue. I agree. I have my concerns, and I have outlined those in my comments to the staff report.
Clarify something? This order doesn't require the homeowners to do anything. It doesn't require them to monitor anything.
No.
This is what Matt's talking about, is when this association's formed and when they come back in the future for another permit when they take it over. At this point, the groundwater monitoring requirements are on the distributor, which is the county. And then the usage metering, I think it's also the county?
Yeah, all the distributor requirements to be implemented by the county.
I understand.
Right, and any enforcement actions would be against the county because they're named in the permit and the users aren't.
Yeah. And
but the point I'm trying to make is that I understand we've held off on issuing this permit for 3 years. The county has done a lousy job of overseeing this particular, well, actually, a lot of them in Monterey County, but this particular one. And it's a total fiasco at the present time. I don't think that the folks in Las Palmas, and you alluded to this just a few minutes ago, totally understand what they're about to undertake. And I have concerns with that. I have concerns that these individuals will wind up coming back to us and said, we don't understand why we have to do this. Why are you making us do this? And a lot of additional costs that they didn't realize that it needed to be done. And that's why I would like to have this held off until this irrigation organization is formed and the county turns over the total responsibilities, and then this can be laid out to them. Because the county's not relaying enough information, at least what I'm finding out from some of the residents. They don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Can I ask one question, Mr. Jeffries?
Sure.
Wouldn't that motivate then the homeowners to make sure that the irrigation district got formed?
Well,
if all
they're
of a sudden
working
they found that, oh, my God, we've got to deal with this and that.
Well, that's why it's at the point that it is now, is because it's been so fouled up with the county that the Homeowners Association decided to form this irrigation association.
It's a little more complicated than that. The main reason that all the homeowners associations are trying to form this master irrigation association is because they want to have control of the distribution of that water, because there's an issue with that water going somewhere else. If Cal-Am were in control of distribution of the water, they could do with it what they please, and they need that water to irrigate their
right.
their common landscape areas now that they're established. And to use their domestic source for that would be very expensive. To install and manage wells would be very expensive. So that's really their only incentive to be the distributor. They don't want it. And that, and you know, to go back to your earlier comment, they are already expressing their concerns and their doubts over the requirements, and they're not even listed as the distributor. And it, even if we remove it off of the calendar, Mr. Taylor's made it very clear that negotiations are complete for the ratification of the legal contract for the Master Association, but they will not put it up for a vote to all the homeowners and the homeowners associations until there's a workable and a user a permit in place that they can take over. And they don't think that the proposed permit is workable for them. In his recent letter, he pretty much says that.
Like I said, and I haven't read it. So
yeah. He doesn't think they can comply with it. And as you said, you don't think they can comply with it.
Okay,
and I have my doubts as well. And so what we're stuck with is the county coming in as the interim distributor. The HOAs are probably going to look at this and say, we don't want it. It's too much for us to deal with. And then the county's in a position to try to leverage them to take it.
Mr. Chair.
It's really, there's a no-win situation. I don't think we're going to get anywhere either way.
I don't want to belabor the issue, but
yeah.
I have great concerns, and I think it's going to be a total mess.
Mr. Shallcross.
Yeah, I mean, it seems to me like it might be important that the homeowners realize what they're getting into, and by issuing this permit, I mean, it seems to me like a way of showing them what they would have to be taking on, because
yeah.
I'm not sure that if we don't issue the permit and the homeowners go into and form the legal entity to take a permit, aren't we still going to be issuing some of these same requirements?
They will not change.
Okay, so I think it's important
yeah.
that they know up front what they're getting into. Maybe it's a good thing if they back off of it. I don't know.
Yeah.
If they're going to scream about it once they get into it anyway.
Well, and in the meantime, if we have this order in place, then
yeah.
there's
yeah.
the county that's responsible
yeah.
for complying
yeah.
with the requirements, and there's somebody to regulate.
Because right now what we have is a permit that's in place that doesn't correctly name the supplier or the distributor. The requirements aren't current with Title 22 regulations for reclamation. And thankfully, as I indicated before, Cal-Am has been implementing that permit and doing what is required in that. So we are getting information. And you know they're managing the supply side of it, but you know aside from having the landscapers run the sprinklers, that's all that's being done for managing the use of that water.
I think it's important to note that this permit also grants new and additional disposal areas that are being used right now without authorization. So that's an important part to consider today.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Mr. Howell.
So, as I understand this, the main concern to the Homeowners Association is control of the water so that in times of need they have this water.
Yeah, they want to guarantee
okay.
that they're
and
always going to have
okay.
the water.
And then on the other hand, we have a concern where during times of rain, storm situations, we have a problem with the ponds filling up and mysteriously draining down. So are the homeowners going to continue to take this water during the rainy season? Will they be required to take that in order to maintain the level? Let's say that during the Mr. Jeffries has a valid point of the meter, the single meter going out versus the single meter and then 100 other meters below it. All the other 100 meters below it are just going to reiterate and confirm what's coming out originally. So maybe the other ones aren't necessary, but you say that there's a usage change during times of the year, and that would be during the summer, spring and summer. You'd use obviously more water than you would use in the winter and the fall. So With the use of the first meter, if the big demand is 10 and the low demand is 5 or 3 in the winter, you need to make sure that the homeowners take that 10 all year round, because the water usage in the home is going to be the same as far as flushing the toilets and showers.
The how it works is that they try to get the pond levels as low as possible going into the wet season. Obviously, in the wet season, they're not going to need to irrigate as much. And the users are not required to use that water year-round.
That's right.
And the permit itself restricts them from irrigating during times when there's going to be runoff. And then we have the same problem that we would have anyway if the pond's filled up and we needed to have an emergency discharge to an area that's saturated, it's going to run off, it's going to go into the storm drain system, and then it's going to flow to the Salinas River. So there's a balance point in using as much water as possible during the dry season, preparing for the wet season when there's decreased usage.
So that would be why you need more spray area.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons that I've not specified a specific amount of reuse area that's needed, because it changes based on the management of how much water is used, based on the seasonal rainfall. You know, they could put in place the additional reuse areas that they're proposing now that they say is going to complete the system and make it balanced, but in another 5 years, that may change. So this is why we need the management structure in place between the supplier and the distributor. It's not that simple.
Well, my contention, it didn't work when the county had total control. How is it going to work when you have two or three or four entities controlling it or more? That's my whole crux of the issue.
I agree with you.
And but this order isn't going to make any changes at all. Maybe authorizing more spray fields, which will give them a better discharge location during the winter times. I agree with that. But
I think this order is a lot more clear as far as the responsibilities and the requirements as compared to the previous order. And it forces the supplier and the distributor to communicate on a regular basis, weekly basis, on how much water is being produced and how much water is being used and where they are at in that balance.
My understanding is that CalHAM has no control over what they get. Is that right?
As far as the flow?
Flow.
Well, it's limited based on the number of homes and average usage per home. It's pretty consistent.
Pretty consistent.
Yeah.
But they don't control over the usage of the water or the discharge into the plant. They have control over the treatment of the facilities. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. And then you're going to have the control of the discharge of the recycled water by the county. Hopefully, some organization that will pick it up in the future, and I might have some concerns with that and accountability of that issue. But again, what you have is three different, you got several thousand houses into the treatment facilities, then you have one organization's in control of the treatment, then you got 15 different organizations that have control over the discharge. So that's where my frustration comes from, is just with past experience on this board dealing with CSDs and be able to get them to conform has been very hard. And I don't see this document doing it.
What do you recommend then?
Change that?
Well, my recommendation, as I started out, is that I would rather hold off on this until this homeowners association forms its irrigation district, that they regulate themselves some way to provide funds that they can do all the requirements of the monitoring and so forth, because in your, they're going to be under the monitoring reporting program. The distributors are required to report on the recycled use areas, monitoring, groundwater monitoring, reporting, and so forth. And then who's going to be responsible of the reporting of the nutrients that in the monitoring wells? Is that Cal-Am? Because they're the ones are treating the water, and if it's a closed system, what else are you going to get into that system? A little bit of fertilizer that you use on the grass and the flowers in the area? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah. Yeah, we're actually requiring them to put together a nutrient management plan to make sure that they're not over-applying that water and any other additional fertilizers that's going to cause nitrates to seep through the vadose zone into the groundwater.
You're requiring who to prepare a nutrient management
plan?
That'd
be the distributor.
The county?
Yeah. And you know, the reason behind having a distributor is to coordinate those 15 various users under one entity.
Well,
we can go to for enforcement if they're not doing what it is it's required to do.
Did the county have a permit issued to it before?
Yes.
Yeah. The county owned and operated the collection system, the treatment system, and the distribution system for all the reclamation site. The county in 2003 sold the collection system and the treatment facility to California American Water, Cal-Am. And then they transferred ownership of the distribution system to the individual homeowners associations where those distribution systems existed. And they've been trying to extricate themselves from this
total
development for a number of years.
And I understand why. They fouled it up so bad, they're trying to get rid of it. And that's my whole issue, is that I don't want it to get any further down the line and try to bring it back in again.
Well, I think there's been some change in management structure in the county. I think we should give them some credit. Ron Lundquist, the acting public works director now, he feels that the county needs to right this situation, and that's why they've come forward and submitted a report of waste discharge to act as a distributor to try to rectify some of these issues.
Well, again, Mr. Chair, my feelings is I think this is premature, and I would rather have this item pulled. And when the association accepts the responsibility from the county, then that would be the time that we'd act as this permit. But then it would be given, instead of the county of Monterey, it would be given to this association.
What leverage do we have, though, to make that happen?
Well, we've been trying to do that for 3 years. We've been saying, you need to form the association. We need to give you a permit. You want additional reuse areas. And it's been over 3 years.
Mr. Chairman.
Well, who's holding it up? Is it the county or is it the homeowners association?
I can't tell you. I don't know.
It's hard enough for two or three people to agree, but when you have 11 homeowners association with several thousand people in it, it's very difficult.
I think we should try to have a responsible party for the permit now, since we're operating without a permit. So let's do that, and let's scrutinize very closely what goes on, pay more oversight to this particular issue than we normally would have to something this scale, and have you back for the board when the irrigation association is formed. Have them come. I think that's the best we can do at this point. Is just to be. Have a permit under which to operate and under which to regulate and oversee very, very carefully.
Can I just add to that really, really briefly? One of the things that I'm hoping is going to happen with this is that, as I said, the requirements aren't going to change. Whether the county acts as the distributor or the Irrigation Association does, requirements aren't going to change. as Mr. Press indicated, at least we're going to have an entity that's responsible legally to do this.
But
while
the
Irrigation Association comes together. No, we don't. The county's named in the permit, but for everything.
You're right.
But they don't own or operate it anymore, so there's this disconnect between who owns it, who operates it, who's named in the permit. And so my hope is that the county will come in and act as the interim distributor. They will establish the management structure to implement the distribution, and they will start putting together all the pieces of the puzzle that need to be done so that they can adequately implement the distributor requirements in this permit. And then when the Irrigation Association is formed, that structure will be in place, and the county can just say, here, this is how it works. This is everything that needs to be taken care of. It's kind of a template, and saying, now you just run with it.
Can we put timelines?
Mr. Chairman.
Did we or could we?
Can we or do we have them in the
order? For what?
For getting these events completed.
As far as the formation, I don't think we can legally require them to have a contract to put together a master association. I think Lori can correct me on that if I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't think so either. If they want to come in and apply to take over the permit, they can do that. But if the county's acting as the distributor and will have legal obligations to comply with the permit, then I don't think we can make them transfer it to someone that doesn't exist. On the issue of the difference between this permit and the other permit, correct me if I'm wrong, but the existing permit limits the reuse areas to what's listed in the permit.
Yeah.
And one of the problems is they don't have adequate disposal areas, which causes some of the overflows. By issuing a master reclamation permit as opposed to the WRs they have now, the county and CalAM have the ability to add additional reuse areas, provided that the users comply with all the county's requirements, including getting permits, and the county has the obligation to us to ensure that the users comply with all these Title 22 requirements. So that's one of the other things that this revised permit's designed to address.
That's a key point. Thank you for clarifying that, Lori.
Mr. Thomas had some questions.
I think we just discussed them.
I think we've just discussed them, most of them. But I just wanted to emphasize that the current situation is unenforceable. The current permit with respect to reclamation requirements is unenforceable. If the board wanted to take an action, enforcement action, it couldn't do it. So one of the main reasons proposing this new permit is to give the board authority to take action, to take enforcement action against an identified entity, the county, which has agreed to step up and take the lead on this. So it increases the board's ability to deal with this situation in the interim. And the board can consider it an interim situation until the master organization is formed and they come forward with a request for waste discharge requirements or their own permit.
I think Mr. Jeffrey's concerns are suggesting that if we go ahead with this permit, that we ought to be hearing back from staff more frequently than we normally would, so that we have a sense that we are getting data and that we are getting compliance, and if not, we have an enforceable permit to use as leverage. I mean, we can't make them form that irrigation association, but maybe this will at least give us some regulatory authority that we've been lacking.
Mr. Hashi.
Yeah, you know, I understand Mr. Jeffrey's concerns in trying to cut it off at the pass now before we have all the Indians coming in and raising you-know-what with us over this decision we're going to make. I think that to cure the disconnect, we do have to issue some sort of permit, and so that we have some teeth and some to take care of any problems we have. But I think also that maybe, and it will also force them, if they indeed intend to form the Irrigation Association, will push their hand to form it. But also, I think, to take care of Mr. Jeffrey's situation, I think we should limit it to the initial permit to the one master meter, and let the Irrigation Association figure out how they want to meter it down the line, because it is a closed system. Then there's nothing on the homeowners or anything now except for the permitting at this point.
My final comment is I'm happy it's at least they have a treatment facilities and it's not a septic tank. development.
So moved.
Well, Mr. Hayashi has suggested, I think, a language change?
And it's just a minor language change.
So you would like to see the flow reporting as just an aggregate of what's leaving the plant and what is not going to each of the individual reuse areas?
At this point. And then when they form the irrigation association, if they really want to control the water, and they're going to want to, and that's the only way they're going to be able to control the water is to show how much the uses they have at any given time at any given point. And then that's the only way we're going to be able to figure out how much they're going to be able to help. They're going to have to come to that fine line of balancing it during the winter time. And they're going to have to either force them to take more water or find another place to discharge that water. And you won't be able to do that without a permit.
What's your thought?
I give.
You give.
Okay. I think the language in the water code that stipulates how we are supposed to implement master reclamation requirements can allow us to do that. And I'll just read for you one of the requirements here that has to be contained within the order that we issue is that the permittee submit a quarterly report summarizing reclaimed water use, including the total amount of reclaimed water applied, total number of reclaimed water use sites, and the locations of those sites, including the names of the hydrologic areas underlying the reclaimed water use sites. So I think we can just get one flow amount. But I still have my concern regarding the communication amongst all of those different users as to how much water they're using.
That'll be the association once they form that thing.
Yeah.
And let them hash it out. We don't need to hash it out. We don't need to tell them how to do it.
Well, but we are telling them because as distributors use requirements, are to monitor the reclamation distribution system, groundwater limitations, groundwater well work plan they have to provide, nutrient management plan, salts management plan, individual recycled water use permits provisions. My question is, who's going to do this? I can see the county do it, but mm-hmm. I can't see 11 homeowners association doing it at the present time.
Aren't we going to just monitor that at one place where it comes out?
Well, that was my thought.
That's what I mean. That's where we should monitor it, at one place, because it's a closed system at this time.
But I think what the staff is saying, they would like to see the end results of what, you know, because you have the distribution system. Some places take more water than others because the landscaping is larger. And then how much nutrients that are providing on that particular area.
Well, if it's tertiary treated water, the more water you put on, the better the quality of the water is going to be.
No, not necessarily. I think one of the things that the people that use that water don't understand is that because of the high TDS sodium chloride levels, there's going to reach a point where the salt levels are going to build up in the root zone that they're going to start seeing their landscaping dying. And that's one of the reasons that I'm asking them to look at a salt management program. You know, if you look at the total amount of salts that are going to be discharged from those facilities, we're talking about TDS almost 1,500 pounds a day, 550,000 pounds a year of total dissolved solid. Now they're using the water. Cal-Am can't really control the TDS coming into the plant. We're getting increases of TDS just from the domestic use by the homeowners of 1.5 times the water supply concentration. That's kind of where I'm getting at with some of these requirements.
Well, I don't want to have this to come back in a year and I tell the board I told you so.
Well, you know, they're contesting it now. They will contest it then. I think if we get a permit in place that's enforceable, at least we can get the county moving in the right direction to try to address some of these issues.
So, Matt, based on what you've heard discussed by the board, do you think any modifications to the proposed order
should
be done?
Well, if it's going to take reducing the flow monitoring requirement down to an aggregate number to get it passed, I would just assume do that. But I still think there needs to be an individual accounting by each of the users that makes up that aggregate to accurately manage the system. That's okay. That's my professional take on it. But
could I ask you if you think that having the disaggregated data would help you in enforcing the order as a whole, or for example, the salt management program? So if you knew you had hot spots, would that make it make your enforcement more accurate, easier, quicker?
Or is that not I, really? I think it would be difficult because we'd still be going, you know, the legal entity that we would go take enforcement against would still be the distributor. It wouldn't be the individual users. So they'd have to work that out. The point in estimating the flows to each reuse area has to do with, one, balancing the total aggregate flow, and two, looking at, you can look at what the nutrient and the salt loading is to each of those individual
areas.
That's
what I was asking.
Yeah. But that's more kind of a management approach, and it's something that they're going to need to do anyway to come up with their quarterly.
Okay,
estimates.
So you're in your view, having the disaggregated data might, what I'm getting at, might make for a better, might make their management program better.
Yes.
For example, their salt management program better. I'm pretty concerned about the salt. I'm convinced.
Yeah.
We should be worried about that. So do you think these data would help with their own?
Absolutely.
Okay, well.
Yeah. And you know, they have to adjust their flows anyway to each of those areas. And again, I want to make it clear, we're not requiring meters on each of the individual reuse areas. We're saying, based on the size of the distribution system and the amount of usage, they can come up with a pretty close estimate on the flow. And we're willing to accept that.
When would you be normally coming back before the board with a kind of a status report?
Normally, I would not. We'd issue the permit, and hopefully, you know, they'd remain in compliance with it.
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
When is the first point at which you'll have new data? Is it quarterly? I mean, you have annual salt management reports.
There are going to be quarterly reports, and then the first salt management report we won't get until 2008.
Right. So if we issue this permit today, could you be back at the March meeting with an update, or March or May? That makes sense?
Well, when would be enough time, Matt?
That would be, we'd probably just be receiving the first round of quarterly reporting from both the supplier and distributor. I think probably looking at the end of the summer, early fall, and then at least we would have two, maybe three quarterly reporting cycles at that point.
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Instead of just looking at one?
Yeah.
Or are you just looking at more compliance?
Well, one is, the first one could be, I mean, if I were them, I would want the first one to be pretty good, so I'd pay attention the first time around. So why not get it after the first one? Why not for the May or the July meeting?
Okay.
Okay, so a status report on compliance with this proposed order.
A status report or an update in the executive officer's report.
Yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah.
Mr. Chair, if I may, since Dr. Press has brought up somewhere in July we meet in Wattsville, that would be an opportune time, because then the folks from that area, if they wanted to attend, it's close, they could attend.
That's fine.
And I'm sure they will.
Have you met with these associations to outline what their responsibilities would be when they establish this irrigation management?
Not specifically. We did have two meetings within the last 8-9 months where we met with Mr. Taylor and another board member of one of the homeowners associations, Department of Health Services, Monterey County, Cal-Am, trying to think of the developer, if I didn't already mention them, because their developer was initially supposed to do some of this work that we're requiring as far as the monitoring wells and the reuse area, the additional reuse area. So they're coming back and acting on good faith to, you know, to fill those gaps for the different homeowners associations.
Yeah, well, it's not in good faith. They were ordered to on the original development plan to do that.
And the county
never followed up.
Yeah.
That's
what can I say? And I understand they have a new public works, and I know Ron very well, and he's doing a tremendous job. I'm not criticizing him. But I'm just looking at the overall what's happened the last several years and my fears that we will have more problems in the future. And I'm just trying to head that off. We can.
I think our problems are going to exist whether we have an enforceable permit or not. So at least we're going to have an enforceable permit that's going to allow them to add additional use areas.
And therefore, I'm going to move that we accept the permit, or that we order this permit as drafted by the staff with a status report in July.
Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
We'll move to agenda item 13.